Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, here with ya. Get to a little "You're Dead to Me" to close things out here on a Friday. Want to let you guys know, with the Miami Heat holding the 20th pick, fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo ops, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. To RSVP, go to heat.com/draft party and check that on out. My dead to me, I'm going to give it specifically to Eddie Olczyk because I feel like he embodies everything that's been annoying about the broadcast. We get it, dude. You love Connor McDavid. I don't know if you guys know this. He's fast. I realize he's good. And I can tell who he is every time he goes out on the ice. I don't need Eddie Olczyk every single time it happens being like, oh, here's McDavid. Oh, here he is. Hey, we'll get it, Eddie, when he hops out there. It's like you get tingled in your nether regions every single time he decides to step onto the ice. Oh, here he comes.
Jeez.
Oh, it's McDavid. All right, dude, we get it. He's great. I'm not trying to hear to disparage McDavid. I'm just telling you, I don't need Eddie Olczyk to point him out. It's already basically like I'm listening to Sportsnet in Canada. But my God, if I thought the fawning over the Maple Leafs was bad, now we're back to this nonsense with McDavid. Eddie Olczyk, get it together, dude. The only time I ever hear you this fired up is in the Kentucky Derby. Like, give me a break with the McDavid love.
You don't think he's excited for his family the way he's excited for McDavid?
I don't think so, dude. I don't think so.
He's got a blue chew for McDavid?
Dude, he has an Edmonton Oilers blue chew for Connor McDavid. I'm telling
you. Dead to me.
It's enough of it already. Like, it was 3 minutes into the game. Here comes old McDavid. I'm like, all right, well, what are we doing, Eddie? What in the hell are we doing? Kenny Albert,
a professional.
Professional. Pro's pro. Boucher, I know who he's rooting for, but, you know, like, he's just there keeping it, let us know what's
friend
going on.
Friend of the show as well.
Of course.
Keeping it cool.
But Eddie Olczyk, oh, my God, the fawning. It's like he's fanboying out here. Enough of it already.
You never fanboy?
I'm not on the broadcast!
He's not on the broadcast.
I'm not on the broadcast. Right. If I gotta keep it, I'll tell you one thing: when I'm on press row, I keep my fist bumps under the table. I'm still a pro when it comes to that. I'm not here like, ooh, unless there's a cool dunk. That time I'll be like, I'll do a lean back. Sometimes I'll hold whoever's next to me back.
Like the
if I'm
like
next
the
to
ref in boxing,
yeah, yeah.
It's the lean back in and you look to the person next to you,
yeah.
You're like,
I did hold hands with
the stank loose, like the stank.
did you see that?
Yeah.
It's like, did you just see that? Ooh, that was nasty. Without saying it.
But at the end, Eddie Olczyk, dead to me, dude. What about you, Leroy?
So, you're dead to me.
We're getting ready to approach the part of the year that I absolutely hate.
What's that?
Basketball season's almost over.
Yeah.
Every team is going to talk about all the players in basketball.
The real season.
That can switch teams without fully understanding that there ain't no way in hell he going to come to your team. And I mostly am talking about you, Tobin.
Yeah.
Who will list all of the players who have made a stink or free agents or whatever. And they will all mysteriously want to come to the Heat, just like everybody else in there of the city.
We are 24 days away from July Sports Talk, dude. I can't wait.
Can we please have some honesty?
Be honest, Posh.
Yes, because, look, all the places that they talk about Kevin Durant going, the Heat are in the bottom two of those.
I don't agree.
Maybe three.
I don't agree.
So,
of course not. That's my point.
I don't agree.
Leroy, are you just upset because you don't want to put your hopes up?
For me.
You don't want to put your hopes up? Is that what it is?
No, it's not that. It's just realistically, with what you have to offer versus what a team like Houston has to offer, what a team like OKC has to offer, what these teams have to offer is more than you have.
I don't.
So if they're going that route and they want assets and stuff, you're on the bottom of that list.
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. It's going to depend on where Kevin Durant wants to go, too.
We do this every year, though.
So what's dead to you? I don't really even understand. Am I?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's like.
Like, it's a very, you just, this is a.
And mostly, it's not just you, though. It's not just you.
It's including you.
Knick fans are going to do the same thing. Right? OKC fans are going to do the same
Leroy,
thing if they don't win.
How are they supposed to get this? How are they supposed to get any traction over the summer?
So you're, so what's dead? Like, so trade rumors are dead to you?
There's no honesty in all these trade deals. You think you got a chance and you don't.
Well, you
may have a chance.
I try and do trade rumors with you and you don't want to trade anybody. You're like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay, why have this conversation?
But these guys are going to get traded. And so why? I don't know.
No, like, you can say you want them, okay? But old Tobin over here sets it up and makes it sound like that he'd have the best options.
He's just giving them, listen, every team that you root for, you're going to give the best possible trade in order to get that player. But, yeah.
And that's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, but hold on.
You look at the other team. You can't know they got more to offer.
No,
you
can't say that. Like if the Phoenix Suns want a center and a wing defender, the Miami Heat have that to offer and probably one of the best ones. You don't want to trade Khalil Ware.
Nope. Right.
But you can't say that the offer, maybe the offer you want to give up won't top it.
Yeah, you sound selfish, bro. This is more of a you thing.
You're not realistic.
Yeah,
you're a child.
You're looking at it as like, oh well, if the Heat do got to give up somebody, it's going to be somebody maybe that I like because you've been championing his cause all year. So the fact that he might have to be used in order to get a Kevin Durant or Giannis is kind of hurt you because your point all year is like, I want my guys to be developed.
Right. If you would grow up a little and do real trade talk, maybe you'd enjoy it a little more, but you're Peter Pan. You won't grow up.
I kind of think this backfired on me.
I think so.
A lot's backfired on you this week, like that blue beard.
It's telling you to be honest, Leroy.
I still don't even know who he buried, though. It's very big.
Never mind.
I don't have Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Well, you know what? He said you were dead to him, basically. Your ASMR is dead to me, Leroy.
Wow.
I turned off my mic.
Your entrance to this segment was loud. I don't know if you guys heard it, but I definitely heard his stomach.
That wasn't my stomach.
That was his stomach? That was shocking. I heard many things. Mm. Also, if you don't get your schedule straight today by Panthers, yeah, I'm coming to your area.
You better game plan it, dude. No dipping out. You take a dip. You stay there, unless there's not a lead anymore.
You get a little bell and ring for someone to bring you water or bring you whatever you need.
I will only allow you to leave. They need to be up 4 goals with 10 minutes left in the game to consider.
We're going to group FaceTime you.
So just get your mind right, Leroy.
Leroy, you're ignoring us.
You're dead to me.
Vlad? I am ignoring. Who's dead to you?
I'm going to have to pile on the Leroy. This blue beard just, I mean, I'm still, this is blunt. This has baffled me for the last 24 hours, bro. I'm not going to hold you. I haven't seen it at all until yesterday. And everybody's been talking about it. And I'm still wondering, like, what happened here? Like, you know, were you role playing? Was she Smurfette? Were, you know, like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what is going on here. But over the last 2 days, your color your fits have been great. Like the color the color combination's been unbelievable with the shirt and the beard. So yeah. I mean, and you don't want to get rid of it
because I don't want to have to grow it all back.
But do you want to walk around looking like a blue?
The gray is coming out. Look how far the gray is after 2 days.
Leroy, it's still blue.
It'll be gone in a week.
And look, you know what it looks like? It looks like a Brillo pad. Your beard looks like a Brillo pad.
Pretty good.
You can be upset all you want. It's damn true.
He did not care for that.
Point for Vlad. Wait,
how you go? They give you a cell
phone. That was me. I hit that button.
How you go? He go. I'm speaking the truth. I mean, and tell you what, then.
I'm just saying.
No look past to himself.
Yeah, I did a Jay Will.
He just threw an alley-oop to himself.
I did a no look pass with the elbow. That's it, you know. But yeah, Leroy, like the fits have been great. Like it's, you noticed in your closet that your beard and your outfits have gone together. But I'm still trying to question. I'm still wondering why you've continued the rest of the week with that blue beard.
He didn't want to shave it. He was, Vlad, he was dead set on Monday that, or on Tuesday that he was going to shave it. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was mad that people were making fun of him.
Wait, first of all, what happened as the final story for the week? What really happened? What, your wife was just playing a prank on you?
No. So my wife was dyeing her hair, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the difference between white people and black people.
Well, clearly, right? She's using blue dye.
White folks don't realize that their hair crap doesn't fit everybody's hair, right? So basically, she was getting rid of her stuff, and then she had some extra on her hands. She came up behind me, and boom.
Oh.
Right. So she said,
but
okay.
But you know what? If she did
she said,
this.
Let me get it. She no. So she said, let me get it. So I said, fine, go ahead. Okay? I didn't know, because, well, I don't have hair. Right, yeah. That women that dyed their hair black sometimes use tints of blue. Right.
Okay.
Like
because there's a black blue and there's a black.
Right. So when she does it to her all black hair, the grays just come out. It looks dark black. I had all.
You have
gray
beard. You have a gray beard.
When she put it on, it came out blue. Oh. So, like.
She owes you. She messed you up.
Dude.
I kind of like your
really
idea.
If you didn't like the blue, Big Spoon, you could have done something to fix it. Like, you could have put black or something. Like, not blue black, just black.
No. Well, right, where's the thing? In his defense.
You keep putting chemicals in.
In his defense, why do I have to put any chemicals in my beard when my beard was regular and natural from the first place?
Yeah, but all.
Right.
Yeah. But
you
also,
did that.
Guess what, though? If the Cats win tonight, you also got to keep it.
Wow.
No, if the Cats lose again.
You that's what you said. Wait, so that's what Tobin said. If they win, then so make up your mind. Do I have to stay in the jacuzzi and keep the the blue beard.
Both. No, you got to stay in the. You definitely got to stay in the jacuzzi because
the jacuzzi is not up for debate.
Right, because it's a known fact that the when you were in the jacuzzi, they were winning.
The jacuzzi is simply an in-game thing. But if we come here on Monday and it's an even series, that you can't touch the beard.
Like, you might have to put Panthers red on the beard.
Yeah, you may have to mix it up. You may have to go Cats full uniform. We have to go gold, red, and blue.
You might have to do a beard.
You may look like Stanley C. Panther.
That victory round. So sorry.
Stanley
C. Black Panther.
Stanley C. Black Panther.
Wakanda forever!
What just happened here?
I wonder what, like, why? And then, here.
Mm-hmm.
Why is everybody on me
mm-hmm.
to try to get me to do everything I need to do to help the Panthers win? Meanwhile,
because funny enough, Leroy, because I'm going to tell
you. Only
how committed are you, Jennifer?
Because, Leroy, this is usually committed. A Tobin type of prank or antic, but because your wife, unbeknownst to her, did something to you that would be funny, entertaining to the show, now you got to ride with it. Now you got to roll with it. That's your wife's fault.
I should have known because when they both looked at it, they all gave me like, ooh.
Too much.
I'm like,
oh. That's what that look was.
That was.
Yeah. And when you ask, what are we doing? We know we don't need instructions on this. Yeah. Like, we know. Task at hand. We know what it is.
Thing. And if you want, I'll wear my robe again.
You know, like, well, okay, but again.
Did you wear your robe last week? Last game?
No.
Oh, you got to wear it now, Leroy. J Fig.
It's a blank camp.
Why can't J Fig get some heat?
Well, she just said it. Now we giving
heat. She didn't. If she wears the robe tonight and they win, that robe's gone the rest of the series.
She's got to wear it all the time.
And I'll do it.
That's how it's going to go.
Yeah, even if she steps out, she's got to wear the rope.
So do you want me to wear the rope?
I'm not telling nobody what I do during the game.
Marlins manager just got thrown out, by the way.
Really? Clayton?
Clayton McCullough got thrown out. The Marlins thought they tied it.
Hey, Clayton, can you hit?
Well, not anymore. They just made him hit the showers.
I mean, you know what, though? Maybe he's got tickets for the Metallica concert. No. He wants to go early.
So the Marlins, Xavier Edwards laid down a bunt to bring around Dane Myers, I think. And it looked like he was clean, and they called him out for runner's interference. I was like, I've never seen that before.
Well, I guess the umpire's entered.
The umpire said, hey, you're out. And he's like, hey, what do you mean? We should have scored there. We should be even.
Nah, they said, enter Sandman. They
say, hey, hit the bricks, McCullough. All right, that's our show, everybody. We will talk to you rascals on Monday.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.